Described as a menace to Humboldt County's prized cannabis crops, industrial hemp will be totally banned if the advice of the Planning Commission is followed. In an October 17th public hearing, the commission voted to recommend banning not only cultivation of industrial hemp crops for medicinal purposes, but also their distribution, manufacturing, and sales. A strain of cannabis that's high in non-psychoactive cannabidiol, or CBD, untested hemp is indistinguishable from psychoactive cannabis, however, and its medicinal cultivation can continue under the rules and fees and taxes of the county's commercial cannabis ordinance. At the hearing, numerous cannabis farmers warned of the potential consequences of allowing hemp farming, which requires high production levels to be economically viable. County planning staff had identified 28,000 acres of agricultural zones where medicinal hemp farming would be appropriate. The cannabis growers are mostly concerned about genetic pollution from cross-pollination of crops and introduction of pests. But included in the minority of hemp growers was a farm operator who said the crop can be grown safely.
I'm currently cultivating CBD industrial hemp in another state in Wisconsin to over a dozen farms, over 100 acres, and out of almost 200,000 plants of feminized seed, I've found less than 10 males or hermaphrodites. Those are pollen sources. So in the draft ordinance, it says just CBD or cannabinoid hemp, not fiber or seed. So in that, you don't want that to be seeded because it reduces the value of the crop. You grow it similarly to cannabis, that you remove the males or you reduce any amount of pollen that comes through. Also in that draft ordinance, it says feminized seed and clone only. So we're really trying to reduce any potential pollen drift.
He discouraged the, quote, fear-mongering and paranoia of cannabis farmers. Most of the cannabis farmers who opposed allowing hemp actually praised it as a product, but described it as one that's ill-placed in Humboldt. Tierra Arriaga, a cannabis sourcing and supply manager at Papa and Barclay, related her experience with hemp farms.
I've worked with a lot of hemp farms across the United States, some of the best at their craft, and I love hemp. I am pro-hemp, but I'm not pro-hemp here in Humboldt County, let alone the Emerald Triangle. It is not fear-mongering. There's a real risk to genetics. Pollen drifts very easily, and some of the best farms, the most organic, sustainable hemp farms I've seen in the United States on hemp, all across to Vermont, have seeds, have pollen drift, have major pest issues that it's years and years and years of ramifications of trying to fix and trying to allocate resources to fix it, and loss, millions of dollars of losses if your whole crop goes to seed. And it's not an if, even if an experienced farm is taking hemp very, very seriously and pulling all the males out, it still happens.
Commissioners agreed with the cannabis farmers and emphasized the importance of protecting Humboldt's cannabis crops. Commission Chair Bob Morris said hemp isn't a gamble worth taking.
We're 3 years into our permitting process here in Humboldt County, and you know, the applicants that are have either got their permit or are in line, they have spent millions of dollars, and I believe the county has taken in millions of dollars in fees, applications, and taxes. And I'd echo some of the comments here of the commissioners that I think what we have here is an established, very high value product. And the situation before us is, do we want to let a relatively low value product that is a commodity product, in essence, come in and put at risk our last 3 years of efforts and energies and money that people have put out? And I don't think that that is a reasonable risk.
Commissioner Melanie McCover said that, quote, the risk in terms of gene flow is so high that it really doesn't justify introducing hemp in our area, given that the value of what we have here is really the genetics. The commission unanimously voted to recommend that the total ban be approved by the Board of Supervisors. Commissioner Noah Levy was absent. Supervisors have already approved a temporary ban on hemp, which expires on December 25th. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.